Elliot. Donk. We're ending the podcast there. That's it. That's all we need to talk about.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole bit.
All right. See you next week. You can find us on. but I mean, that's basically all there is to talk about. I mean, what else is there to say?
Normally we spend like 10 minutes before the podcast like even starts to figure out, oh, what are we going to talk about today? What do we need to like cover? There was no discussion this week. It was just donk.
Do you know what's insane about esports, right?
Like, there's so much insane about esports, but please.
Okay. The best football player in the world is called Lionel Messi. The best footballer of all time. You know, fucking argue with your door. I don't care. The best basketball player of all time. There's a debate. Michael Jordan, LeBron James,
like
Bill Russell.
It's one of three or four players.
Like, yeah, you know, they've got normal-ish names. LeBron's a bit strange, but like it's a human name. The best hockey player, Wayne Gretzky, bit of a strange name, whatever. The best Counter-Strike player of all time is called Donk. It's called Donk.
Even if we go through esports, right? Like the best League of Legends player of all time is Faker. That's a relatively normal-ish word.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a normal-ish word. The best Counter-Strike player of all time is called Donk.
It's just Donk.
It's just called Donk.
It used to be called Simple, and that was a normal name. But now.
Yeah, Simple kind of works. Donk. Yeah. Like, even Zywoo. Like, Zywoo sounds like a cool name. This guy's called Donk, and he's just the best in the world.
All right, let's put the intro here, future me. All right. Okay, so as alluded to in the introduction, there's three main events happening right now. And by right now, I mean just happened, is currently happening, and will happen before we record the next episode of this podcast. So we're going to cover all three. The first one to cover is the Where We Have Been, which obviously is IEM Katowice. We left off in our coverage of IEM Katowice in the playoffs just before the quarterfinal matches, where we said it didn't matter who won between Ents and Falcons because Spirit was going to win after.
Yes.
Oh boy, were we right.
Yes. I don't think there is a team in history who would have stopped Spirit at this event.
Other than whoever beat them in the plans, the one map.
They dropped a map to Na'Vi.
No, I thought they got beat by one team in the plans. I could have sworn. Am I fucking capping? Hold on.
Maybe they did, actually. You might be capping. But they would, like, as soon as they got
they
to
play.
They
did not. I'm capping. I'm absolutely capping.
Yeah, they beat Na'Vi 2-1, I think, and then.
Yeah, okay. That's
complex
T2-0. Yeah. Okay. So now that I'm done absolutely lying.
Just straight up spread misinformation on the internet.
Yep.
We're going to get community noted for this.
I hope so. Ents Falcons, it was a game. I mean, so this theoretically had a lot of storyline behind it with the former Ents core now being the Falcons core. Majisk playing against his old IGL. Zonic, is he reliant on the superstars? I don't know if this game told us any answers.
No, this entire event has given me absolutely no information as to how good Falcons are. If you ask me right now, how good are Falcons? I think I actually had a better idea before I saw them play than I do at this event.
I would be willing to say that Falcons are a top 30 team.
I'm willing to say that Falcons are a professional Counter-Strike 2 team.
I'm willing to say Falcons are a Counter-Strike 2 team. I'm not even sure I'd go as far to say professional.
They're definitely paid. That much I know.
They're definitely paid. They're definitely paid.
I know they make money.
They do make money.
Yeah.
This match just... The best part about this match, and I mean this so seriously, I watched the whole match. I had a good time watching the match. The most important part of this match to me was when all the Polish players, after they lost, went up and took a bow in front of the Polish crowd. That's what I got out of this match.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
I know it was close. I know it was... I understand that so much happened, but on the other hand, none of it mattered.
I think the problem with the Ents Falcons game to me, the reason I kind of lost interest in it was, like, as we say, it just didn't matter who won. Like, nobody was stopping Spirit.
Spirit was next on the chopping.
So it was like,
it wouldn't have mattered.
It was actually quite difficult for me to think, oh, I really need to watch this to find out who's going to lose to Spirit. I just wanted to watch Spirit win. That's all I was interested in.
Speaking of which, Falcons, who won this match, absolutely got decimated by Spirit.
Yeah, of course.
11 rounds over two maps. Absolutely decimated.
Yeah.
Wasn't close. Sun Pius is the only player that looked good on that team.
The form Donk was in at this event is, his debut big event, unprecedented. Actually, straight up unprecedented. Like, I've looked. There's no event that's even close. That's a lie. I've seen
Nico
one event that came close.
It was Nico's debut.
So Nico dropped a 1.70 at ESL 1 New York 2017. I think Harry, HOTV Harry Nero, went on a podcast and said on the decimals, Donk was better. But even then, Nico played fewer maps.
He played seven maps.
Okay. And so five of them were against
Donk did.
And five of them were against NA teams. So, you know.
Donk only played two maps against NA teams, so.
And Donk averaged a higher ADR. Nico had a 2.4 KD or something ridiculous, and still did less damage per round and had fewer kills per round than Donk did. That's insane. Donk averaged over 1.1 kills per round for IEM Katowice, not including the play-ins. IEM Katowice, not including the play-ins. He averaged a multi-kill more than once every three rounds, and he got the opening kill in one out of every four rounds that he played. Like, that is ridiculous.
The kid's insane. There's not much more we can say than, like, the kid's insane.
Yeah. It's something like, if you take a random round that he was in, there's like an 8% chance that he got the opening kill and another kill in it.
Oh,
it's something like that. It's like 8.33%.
Oh, God.
If my maths is correct.
I think it's 1 over 13 or 12 or something.
It's nearly 1 in 12.
It's big enough that it...
I think it's 1 in 12.
Big enough that it's like...
It's basically 1 in every 12 rounds that he played, he both got the opening kill and a multi-kill in.
Which, when we say he does 1 in every 12 rounds, it doesn't sound that impressive, but...
That's once a half. Once a half, he gets a double entry. On average.
and it doesn't have to
a double
be
entry
just
wins
double
the round
entry.
Full stop. Like
a lot of Rose rounds he gets not just double entry.
Yeah. Well quite, yeah. Like
he'll get more than that. Like
he'll get more than that. But like he got at least a double kill every three rounds. What are you supposed to do? Like every round they have a man advantage. Like it's ridiculous.
The kid's cracked. Like, what more do we need
insane.
To say? The kid is cracked.
Actually insane. Just
on the okay.
Nobody has ever had an event better than this, and it was his first ever big event. He's completely changed the entirety of everything we know about Counter-Strike.
And he did it without an AWP.
He did it without an AWP.
So the top five players in this event were four AWPers and Donk.
Yeah. I do think the ceiling is actually very slightly higher with Rivals in terms of how good you can be at a single event. I don't think you can be as consistently good, but like I don't think it's a coincidence that him and Nico have the two highest rated big events of all time. I think the ceiling is just higher because you can get the opening kills, and I think it probably is slightly easier if you're really, really good to multi-kill, especially on T-side with a rifle. But...
Yeah. But still...
You have to be... Like, we're talking Nico at his absolute best was a little bit worse than Donk in his first event. If Donk gets any better, the whole world is in trouble. And if he doesn't get any better, the whole world is in trouble.
The whole world is still in trouble.
Unless he gets worse, he will continue to win everything.
Let's go to the other side of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Spirit being Falcons, I mean, they're in the grand finals. FaZe play G2. This was just a banger because it was, it's a fun match against two supposedly top three teams in the world. Top five.
G2 versus another good team in a big game is always good. That's my.
Yeah.
That's my
G2
take.
Shows up and G2 thinks about showing up in playoffs.
G2 are just fun to watch. Like, even when they're bad, they're fun to watch. Like, because then it's like Monacy versus the world, and who doesn't want to watch Monacy try and carry? It's so fun.
Well, and that was the problem in this game. It was
G2 fans is the answer. But watching Monacy play is always fun. Watch, like, if either Monacy or Nico turn up, the game is fun. That's all it is.
Yeah, Monacy turned up. Nico did not.
Yeah, he's still not.
This was played post-patch, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
On the patch that should have helped Nico.
Yeah.
And
it'll take some time. Like, you have to get used to it, I think. Like, I've started playing again recently because of the patch, and I'm very rusty, and you sort of, especially if you've been playing for the last 3 months, you have got used to the way you have to hold angles and the way you have to play. Nico, in a month's time, will be really good, I think. Like, it's just going to be fun.
I think you're probably right on that.
Yeah.
So FaZe win that pretty convincingly. The first map was a little harder, but pretty convincingly. And then FaZe went to play Mouse, who had an excellent group stage to get through.
Yeah.
And did Mouse, not have an excellent playoff.
Well, they capitulated. Like, they never got going until they did, and then it was too late. Just too late, I must say. They came very, very close to out-phasing FaZe on map two. And, like, once they showed up, they were like, they seemed unstoppable. It's just, it took so long. And for all the nice things we can say about Brolan in group stage and how well he's fit into Mouth, he did not fucking show up at all in the playoffs. Like, nope. He was just invisible. And that, like,
I think,
if they had a fifth player, they win map two.
Like a consistent fifth player. And I'm not sure that that's a saying that Brolin isn't that consistent fifth. It's just a, if they have had Brolin for 6 months, playing only with Brolin as the fifth player, a more long-term solution.
I'm not a Brolin believer. I don't think he's good. I thought maybe I'd misjudged it when I saw him in group stages and that maybe Suhi was this fucking miracle worker. I think Brolin might just be a busted flush, to be honest. Like, against big teams, he's just not good enough.
Yeah. I for right now, I'm agreeing. I'm tentative on this, though.
Yeah.
I do think that Brolin has... So you know how, like, Steel had that bit on one of the first days of Katowice when he started analyzing a play and started using Valorant terms as a meme?
Yeah.
I feel like, and Mike afterwards said, like, oh, we have to get him back towards the Counter-Strike mindset. I think we have to get Brolin back from the NIP mindset to a degree. Yeah.
Like, he has been
NIP.
Like, he has been brain broken.
Yeah. I feel like I'm willing to give more time here.
Yeah,
on Brolin specifically. The rest of the players, at this point, I know what they are. I know where they should be. Suhi needed to perform a little bit more. Actually, a good chunk more. But, like, I'm holding out for this team.
Yeah, I mean, like, the potential, like, it's really obvious that they're good. Like, they're probably the fourth best team in the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm quite confident in saying Mouse are the fourth best team in the world.
I HLTV agrees with you, but we don't always agree with them.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that the top four are Spirit, Vitality, FaZe, Mouse, I think in that order. But I think there's probably a bit of a fall off between FaZe and Mouse, but I think they're comfortably better than anyone else you would put in the fourth spot.
I think it's Spirit, FaZe, Vitality, Mouse, but
yeah,
I think fine. Vitality, like, FaZe are interchangeable depending on the day.
I think I wouldn't. I'm not going to overreact to a poor Katowice from Vitality.
No, but
I still would pick them over FaZe to win the major in a month's time.
I still wouldn't be picking it, either of them.
No, I'm like,
we're picking Spirit.
Donk just seems like Spirit. He's got plot armor. Like,
He does.
I don't see him losing. I don't see him ever losing a game. I just don't see Donk ever losing a game of Counter-Strike. I can't do it.
So speaking of losing games of Counter-Strike,
yep.
The best of five finals. Spirit against FaZe. Now, last year, or 2 years ago, this was an absolute banger. Okay? Went all five maps. I remember I left during map three to go work out in the gym, had it up on my phone, came back. The same map was still going because it went to like quadruple overtimes. Did we get a five map banger? No.
We got a three map banger.
We got a three map banger.
Yeah, like
we're Spirit.
Do you know what this game was? I don't know if the game would have gone exactly the same had Donk not started with 16 kills in 7 rounds. Like, I'd like to see the version of this game where Spirit lose the first 4 rounds and Donk doesn't have a kill. But the thing is, I don't think Donk ever goes 4 rounds without a kill. So it's impossible. Like, the hypothetical fails because the version of this game where Spirit lose the first 4 rounds doesn't exist because Donk is actually too good to be in a position where he has to come back. But
for what it's,
I don't know what he's like from behind.
Over a best of five, normally, the more maps in a series you get, the more average a player's rating is, right? You generally don't have those like insane like 1.5s over a best of three. Over all three maps, because it's just, it's hard to do. You have three maps, especially if you go to three, right? If you lose,
you'll see it sometimes in a 2-0, you'll see like a 1.8.
Yeah. They played three maps in a best of five. Donk put up a 1.93.
In a grand final, in an arena,
on stage,
in his debut event against FaZe Clan on stage. Like, this is a team. Yep. Who were fucking born in the Spodek Arena. Like, Kerrigan,
literally.
Like, Kerrigan is more at home on stage than he is at home. Like, this is your first event. And he's shit down FaZe's throat. Like, he has obliterated FaZe Clan. Like,
it was not close.
It wasn't. The third map was 13-3. That's FaZe's overpass. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Like,
which
rain
is a
in
historically
toilets, like,
good map.
Rain is famous for like playing the toilet. Like, you talk about the best toilets players of all time. You're talking Rain and Fur. Like those are the two you think about when you think of this. You didn't get a fucking sniff. Like, Spirit obliterated them. And I'm saying Spirit.
It's disgusting.
Because it was, look, it's obviously not all Donk. But I think when people say, oh, you know, it's a team performance and all that, it's like, it is, but they were a team before Donk, and they weren't the best team in the world. They were always a pretty decent team, because Chopper's system is actually quite underrated, and they have Magic's a really good player, but
they rebuilt this team, right? They rebuilt this team during the last roster shuffle, and they kept Magic's, and they kept Chopper, and went, what can we get? And they got Zontix, who was really good this entire event, who had never played on a stage before, same as Donk, said, nah, I'll be fine on stage. Went on stage, absolutely killed it. They added
he was
Shiro
struggling
recently.
In map one. Zontix was struggling in map one. He was on 6 kills.
I don't expect a player not to struggle in the first map of your biggest grand final ever. Like, that's an expected thing. Donk is an outlier, right? We continue
what
to
I'll say,
Donk is an outlier. I expected what Zontix did.
What I'll say about Zontix is, even though he was having he was struggling, he was getting picked on. He was like 6-15 or something, and then like in a 5v4, he walked through a door smoke on T side and picks off two with a fucking brutal spray transfer. Like, how do you have the balls to walk through a smoke against FaZe Clan in a grand final when you're 6-15 and pull off a spray transfer? Like, the mark of a player who's good on stage isn't necessarily that they just frag out on stage, but like the ability to carry on making what you believe to be the right play, even a risky one.
Yeah.
In even high pressure situations and have the mechanics to pull it off. That's really impressive.
And I cannot understate the Shiro addition to this team. because Art Frost was fine, but Shiro has looked like onliner Gambit Shiro.
I actually thought he was not underwhelming. He kind of just, he did what he does. He was quite quietly efficient. I put it this way.
But that, if they still that's had, what you, if they still on a had team wonderful, with fucking Dunk, what more do you need?
Well, yes. But if they still had Wonderful, I think they still win the event at a counter. Like, I don't.
Yeah,
I think they still win too. That with Wonderful. I think they probably still win it with Art Frost, to be honest.
But I think that this was a good boost to Shiro here.
Yeah.
Through this event. One more thing on IAM Katowice before we get done for the day on this. I put this in our drop channel for the podcast stuff beforehand because I felt the need to ask for your opinion on this. Neo Kai, famed analyst and caster, tweeted, putting on my @AZS hat here, realistically, is Donk a system player? Like, do you reckon if you slap him in Cloud9, is he putting these numbers up, or Virtus Pro for that matter? I felt the need.
When I read this tweet, I thought it was... When I read this tweet, I thought he was doing the I remember a Donk flick. I thought he was doing that copy pasta. Realistically, is Donk a system player? You see, a Donk has 32. That's what I thought was happening. I actually did respond to this tweet.
I think this is a legitimate
question. I said, if you put him on another team, like, say you put him on Virtus Pro, I think is the most extreme example. He's still the best player in the world, but he probably doesn't drop a 1.7.
I think that's probably right.
He's still the best player in the world. Like, and that's obscene to say, but I think it's true. Like, I think he's still the best player in the world if you put him on Virtus Pro, but I think it would.
I think you hamper him slightly. Him Virtus Pro,
but like Yukindar on Virtus Pro was still good.
I think the dream of it all would, there would definitely be a little bit of hampering involved.
Yeah, but I think also he's so good. He would just find these double kill. He would just find kill. And can you imagine Virtus Pro CT sides if you had Donk on it? Like, if you put a Donk on it, can you imagine their CT sides? Like, nigh on impossible to push. Like, I think they used Norbert as their entry fragger. Like, imagine get rid of Norbert and put on Donk. Like, it's like, do you see what I mean? Like, you can put him on any team, and I think with A for a start. He is the system. Like, whatever team you put him on, you just create a system around him. You don't plug him into it. Like, he is the system. Like, he isn't a system player. He is the player the system revolves around. I think you could put him on any team in the world, and he's still the best player in the world. I think it's similar to asking, like, is Zai Wu a system player? Like, yes, the Vitality system revolves around him, but anyone's would.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to our next event that's going on right now. I need to check. Holy shit, that's actually right. Okay. So, first event that's going on right now is the Europe RMR A. Following the conclusion of this event in 3 days will be Europe RMR B. Next week, we'll talk about Americas and Asia RMR, which are the two that come after. So, we don't have any RMRs at the same time. So, Europe RMR A. Teams that are showing up here: FaZe, G2, Na'Vi, Falcons, Virtus Pro, Eternal Fire, BetBoom, 9Pandas, NIP, Saw, 3D Max, Omcall, Koi, Fnatic, Enterprise, which is just an extremely business-like sounding team, and Into the Breach.
It feels like they should be called like something Enterprises, but they just couldn't think of, they couldn't agree on it. So they just called themselves Enterprise. We're just an Enterprise.
Just Enterprise.
We're just a being. Yeah.
So when we're recording this on Wednesday, currently all the 0-0 games have gone on, all the first round games have gone on, and the round two games have started. The 0-1 games, two of them are done, and we are in, I believe it's triple overtime right now on the Amcall
Nintendo IP. I've had it on another stream. Neither team can win a
T-shirt. That was the thing that I said. I have to check. Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah, neither team can win a T-shirt round. This is it's quite embarrassing, actually.
All right. So I want to talk about this from everything we've got. So 8 teams move on and 3 additional teams move on to the last chance qualifier. So out of these 16 teams, 11 will move on. So you just kind of can't be in the bottom 5. And realistically, your breakpoints are top 8, top 11, and then no one cares.
Yeah.
Let's start with our top 8 for this event. Without thinking very hard, I think that you and I can both agree on FaZe, G2, Na'Vi, Virtus Pro, Eternal Fire.
G2 is brave, but yes.
I'd hope in this tournament. I'd hope.
Yeah, you so would hope. G2 and Virtus Pro both have a bottle job in them.
Yeah. So FaZe, I don't think we need to spend any time on FaZe going through.
Yeah, FaZe will
still
walk
think that
it,
regardless of their loss, I think that they are still like the best team in the one of the best teams in the world.
Yeah, FaZe will walk this.
G2 should get through pretty easily. Yep. Na'Vi should get through. Somehow I have more faith in Na'Vi right now than I do in G2. Though
Na'Vi tends to be quite reliable against underdogs. Like,
it's not a huge
Na'Vi. Na'Vi are more consistent with what they can do. G2 are up at, okay. Because of the way G2 is built. Like, they're just built around superstars. They're a bit loosey goosey. Na'Vi are a bit more system related, and systems tend to work better in difficult situations like this. Like when you're playing as odd teams and you're playing as underdog, systems tend to be better than relying on superstars.
Yeah,
for consistency. Right. But you can argue about the ceiling. I think G2's ceiling is definitely higher than Na'Vi's.
Virtus Pro is the next on the list. While they absolutely can choke stuff, Virtus Pro are continuously the stat check stick against worse teams.
Yeah.
And they do play a lot of teams that are worse than them in this event.
Yeah, I would normally have a lot of faith in them, but they completely bottled Katowice. So we'll see.
Yeah. And then,
although they do tend to do better after losing. Once they've lost a game, or once they've lost at an event, the next event they tend to do all right. So
they need the chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they need Jame to get the hairdryer out.
And then the last one that I've got as an early lock would be Eternal Fire.
Yeah, agreed.
Xantaris and Wicadia are coming off that Kado.
Yeah.
I'm scared to see what they do to other teams when they didn't make it to the actual event. After that point, it starts to get a little questionable.
I would imagine Falcons get through. Like, there's just no way Majisk doesn't get to a major. There's just no way.
I would imagine Falcons make through as well. But they, to me, are not in the same tier as the other teams, because we said this before. I have no clue what the fuck Falcons are.
Yeah,
I just absolutely no clue.
Agreed.
I also see, you and I had talked about this during our predictions for the year, that Boros would not be on this team by the end of the year. I see that take starting to pop up a lot more frequently than I did at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. There's two outcomes here. He either becomes one of the best players in the world under Snappy, because Snappy somehow gets through to him, or he leaves by April. There's the only two results I can see happening. Like, he's either going to be the best player in the world, or he's not going to be on this team. Snappy will hate.
All right. So, after Falcons, that's 6 teams through. We need 2 more to hit our go right to the major mark, and 3 more to hit the last chance qualifier mark. I would like to suggest a Koi.
I don't think I agree. I don't rate Koi, to be honest.
So let me rattle off a few teams that could fall in the last 3 winner's side teams. Bet Boom could fall there. 9 Pandas could fall there.
Yeah.
Fnatic, if they played like they did this morning, could fall there.
Yeah, I mean, like, on paper, that Fnatic team is not bad. I know people don't really know Mattis and QB, but Mattis seems pretty good to me. Body is still good. Like, Body's always been good.
Somehow
continue
still
to be good. Yeah, like, he's just a good player. Like, but I think people really forget how good Body is. The Fnatic team is not bad. Like, teams with body on it, like French teams with body on it, have come very, very close to making the major. I don't see any reason why a body team with Crims and Matisse is going to be any worse. I think it might be Fnatic BetBoom.
We need three. Fnatic BetBoom plus one. I think that both Falcons. Those are reasonable.
No.
G2
Phase VP, Na'Vi.
Oh, there is
Falcons, Eternal
counting.
Fire.
I'm great at counting. Yeah,
Fnatic BetBoom.
Yeah. I'm great at counting. Okay, so next three teams that should make it to the last chance qualifier. I'm willing to put Nine Pandas there pretty confidently.
Yeah, I don't mind Nine Pandas. I think they're relatively solid.
I think so Nine Pandas is
it should be NIP, but
Nine Pandas is the seized IDIS balance lineup.
Yeah. With Glowing.
They're a pretty good lineup. Yep.
Glowing.
So
yeah,
I was gonna say, you notice that neither of us have mentioned NIP yet.
They are
famed NIP haters we are.
Yeah, I think I am. I think I am an NIP hater. I think I just am a hater, to be honest.
I'm okay being an NIP hater.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly okay not against that, it. Like, I think I am just like, I don't think there's many tier two teams with worse firepower than NIP. I'm deadly serious. If you look at like 3D Max, right?
Yeah, who is a team I think could legitimately make last chance qualifier?
Are they worse man for man? Mano a mano, are they worse than NIP? Because NIP have Essa Tag, Rez, Config, Alex, and Hedtrick. Like, Hedtrick, fine, he's pretty decent. I don't think he's that good, but he's pretty decent.
No, but he's good enough right now.
Essa Tag I don't rate as a fragger.
Nope.
Rez, really don't rate as a fragger. On a good day, Rez and Config are tier one players. On a median day, they're probably about as good as a 3D Max player.
Yeah.
And they have more median days than they do good.
Yeah. And
on a bad day, Config doesn't get into 3D Max. So.
I also really rate some of the players that 3D Max have, like Haji and Maka.
I've always liked Haji, yeah. But like that's kind of where we're at, though, is like, who do NIP... like? You have to really believe in Alex. And I actually think Alex is quite a good in-game leader. But you have to really believe in Alex to think that they're going to outplace BetBoom, for example.
I was watching the game that you're watching right now, right? The AmCal NIP game.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
No, it was... No, maybe it was the AmCal Saw game? The NIP Saw game? Is that who they played in the first?
No, NIP played Eternal Fire.
So it had to be the AmCal game. And NIP was down after the first half, like 11-2 or some shit. Like,
yeah, they were getting hammered.
It was bad. And you actually see, they put the camera on Alex for a second. And Alex had the hand warmer to his head, just like... And Moses was like, yeah, he's praying to whatever he believes in to hope they can get through this. Yeah. And it's like, it's not a good thing when the first real test that your team, because NIP didn't have to play through the opens. They got in because they were in the Paris major.
Mm-hmm.
The first real like thing that your team has to get through, you see your IGL already praying when you're almost lost your second map. Like,
maybe he's just a
what's going on here?
Good Christian boy. Maybe he prays after every half.
But what is going on?
Maybe he's thanking God for the one round they did get on T side. Like, neither of these teams can win a T side round. They're both terrible.
No,
I don't think AmCal are getting through either.
I don't think AmCal was slated to ever win a T side round.
This AmCal team is like I don't know. This AmCal team's got some players on it. Like.
I like this AmCal.
NIP just won an absolute miracle round to get to 20.
I like AmCal a lot more on the CT side of the map than the T side of the map.
Yeah. They just NIP just won an absolute miracle round to equalize. Like, this game should, like, AmCal have had so many chances to win this game.
All right, we gotta pick two more teams. So we picked Nine Pandas as one of the last chance teams. I'd be willing to put 3D Max up there as another one.
3D Max have a chance.
I think to be a top 11 team, I think.
I mean, Enterprise went 1-0. Like, that's... They're, like, halfway there. You need two wins to be in the last chance. Like, they only need to win one more.
I literally do not know enough about Enterprise to make a good.
They're the one team here that I just don't know anything about. But
yeah,
they've already won a game. They're halfway there.
I mean, yeah, I think they are literally halfway there.
Yeah, they just need to win one more. They have three chances to win a game.
Yeah, once you get to the best of threes on the winner side, you're confirmed through at least to the last chance qualifier.
Yeah,
just because of basic math.
But I mean, they will have to play. Who do they play next? They play Na'Vi. They'll lose that, and then they're in the 1-1 bracket with like BetBoom, Nine Pandas, the winner of NIP AmCal. Like all of a sudden,
they only have to win one game.
It's looking unlikely.
I think if I do my math right here and I do some guessing correct, they would play 3D Max.
Yeah, which isn't unwinnable. But
for what it's worth, the major.im site that everyone uses to show the brackets is back up again for the RMRs. We're talking about this, I'm plugging stuff in. So if I do some basic thought processes about matches, it would be a 3D Max match, which I think is totally winnable.
It is, but it's also they do still have to win a game. But like they actually have quite a good shot. If NIP go 0-2 and Enterprise are 1-0, you're back in Enterprise over NIP.
Right now, yeah. Fuck yeah, I am. All right. I think our last three teams here, Enterprise, 3D Max, Nine Pandas, maybe.
I mean,
a good shout. That would mean
BetBoom, maybe. I don't know. I guess BetBoom.
Well, we already said BetBoom through. Yeah. So that would mean AmCal, Into the Breach, Saw, NIP, and Koi all miss, which I think is probably roughly correct.
Yeah, I don't trust any of those teams, to be honest.
No.
A better team than AmCal would have put NIP away by now.
They still haven't, for what it's worth. They're in like.
Yeah, it's 21-20 as we're recording.
Excellent. Okay, we'll update next week more on what actually happened through the RMR, but
yeah,
there's not much more to talk about right now until it actually happens. So we'll next week, right after we record, will be the last chance qualifier, but we'll know who goes into it by the time we record. Let's talk about the RMRB, which is the other one, and which I think is the way more fun RMR, because I think there's a lot more room for shenanigans here.
Yes, and I do love shenanigans.
I'm a big shenanigans
based
fan.
Shenanigan enjoyer. I fucking love teams the Swiss attending. System. I have a little bit of a tangent. So I saw people moaning about the Swiss system.
Yep.
I fucking love the Swiss system. I adore it. It throws up so many storylines, so much chaos. Like, the RMRs legitimately are my favorite event of the year. And okay, I fucking love the Swiss
here's
system.
The thing. I saw bitching online about how now that we're in MR12, we should never have a best of one or a Swiss system in the qualification for the major. No,
Swiss system's fine.
Keep this. Swiss system is fucking great.
Yes. Agreed.
And I'm okay with RMRs to start because, not RMRs, so best of ones to start because you need to get through the fucking Swiss system.
Do you know what the problem is? The problem, as it always is MR12. Just go back to MR15, please.
If you are the best team in a Swiss system and you lose because of best of ones or some shit, guess what? You still to play best of threes. Go fucking prove it. and if you're really better team, how do you not win a best of one?
Yeah, literally. Like, a best of one, in theory, should go to the map that would be the deciding map in a best of three. So if you lose that, you were going to lose the deciding map.
Which you should win anyway.
Yeah, if you're the better team, you should win the deciding map. I don't know. I do think MR12 is an issue, and you should just do BO1's MR15, and it would be fine, personally. But then I've always been a big believer that BO1s aren't that random anyway. I think people really overstate how random BO1s are.
I agree.
Personally. But.
All right. We have important things to talk about with this qualifier, though.
Yes.
I have two bits I need to talk about here. So first, teams attending. Vitality, who won the last major. Spirit, who just won Kato. Mouz, who just made pretty far in Kato. And now we start to get to shenanigans. Monty, who are a very good team, who have very strong flaws. Cloud9, who don't have an AWPer.
Yeah, that's a bigger flaw than anything Monty have.
Yep. Apex, who we're not sure what to think about on any given day.
Yeah, I just sort of shrug my shoulders whenever Apex show up now. I got no idea.
Ents, who are excellent at Kato.
Yeah.
But can they continue and turn it on?
And 9 did 3-0 last RMO.
Yep.
Don't think they'll get Vertigo Heroic. As much this time.
No, I don't think so. Heroic, which is a question mark, but a smaller question mark than before Kato.
I'm pretty high on Heroic. I think this team's good.
So am I, but doesn't mean there's not question marks involved here.
There is. Gamer Legion. I think they're a lot.
Question marks.
No, I think Gamer Legion
I love Gamer Legion here. I love Gamer Legion.
I'm all in. Snacks is the truth.
I need a new snack sticker, man.
I'm all in.
Astralis, who have many question marks.
I think they'll qualify. What the fuck is this? By hook or by crook, so, I think they'll qualify.
I need to state something.
Fucking stacked, by the way.
I need to state something about Astralis really quickly. So, do you know who the coach for Astralis is right now?
Rugger.
No. It's also not Casal. It's a guy who I've never heard of whose name is Ronick, okay? And the reason I bring this up, because I didn't know they switched from Casal.
I think they're signing Ronick, Rugger, aren't they?
Rugger is coaching OG in this RMR. So
I think they're getting Rugger after the RMR or something. I might have made this up.
It's possible.
I might have dreamt this, which would be really sad if I've dreamt this. Like,
okay, but what I want to point out is this guy is coaching a supposedly tier one team in an RMR and is the same age as me, and that makes me think a lot of questions about what I'm doing in life.
And you're like 5 years younger than me, so
yeah, this guy's 23 and he's coaching Astralis into the RMR.
Yeah, that's
a lot of questions there.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's a temporary coach. I'm sure they're signing somebody. I think it's Rugger. But I don't know where I've heard. I've looked on the HOW news page and I don't see it. So this might be a weird fever dream thing. Or it might have just leaked something. I don't know.
So Astralis, the first of the two Danish teams, but possibly the worst Danish team. Preezy, who...
Yeah, like this group's so stacked. Team? Like, we were struggling to find 8 teams of World of Valor for this. I'm struggling to find 11 for this one, including the last Shadow Squad.
Yeah. Like, OG, which finally I've
got...
We can write them off pretty easily. The problem is the next ranked team is Guild Eagles, who don't miss the major.
They're not very good at the moment, though. Like, they're really not good at the moment.
But when are they good going into the major ever?
And no, they're usually, like, fine. I feel like they're really bad at the moment. They just lost to Incilio and Ruby to qualify for Chengdu. Like, they're really bad at the moment. And, like, normally I'm all in on them. You know this about me. You know I'm a big Bad News Eagles believer. But this group is so stacked. Like, I don't understand how these are even remotely close to balanced, where, like, Fnatic are like the sixth best team in Group A. The sixth best team in Group B is like Monty. Vitality and Spirit and Mouse all have to go through.
I'm getting through this. Astatic, who is the Danish team,
yeah, right,
partially off by Zippel. Yep. Para, who is a Bulgarian team.
Yeah, no thanks.
I think. Hungarian team. Their flags are similar. Yeah. I don't know flags that well. Hungarian team. Write them off pretty quickly. And Nexus, the Romanian team, who have Zello,
yeah,
who I will be writing off after now. Okay.
Jesus.
We got to get this down to... I'm not even going to try to get this down to eight. It's fucking impossible to get this to eight, okay? So basically, out of all the teams we just said,
we need to get it down to 11.
I think we can get down to 11 quickly. And I think, unfortunately, the answer is no OG and no Guild Eagles.
Yeah, I think
it
sounds really obvious, but I do think the top, like that, all of the top rated teams, I can't see any of them not getting through. Maybe I can see Ents. Actually, I could see Cloud9 bottling it.
I could absolutely see Cloud9 bottling it. But
there's like, no way Vitality, Spirit, and Mouse definitely go through. Like, I'm locked on those. Monty, yep, I think I'm just too good. Heroic, I think, are too good. So I think they're in. Game Legion are too good. They're sixth. Those are, I think those are a lock for top six, I think.
Yeah.
I think Astralis sneak in 3-2.
Okay. I think Prezi have a legitimate shot for getting through in top eight.
Are Prezi better than Ents, Apex, and Cloud9? I'd like to believe Prezi are eight.
I'd like to believe so. I also want to believe that like Dupree is really trying to fight for the major in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Like I know the entire team is Danish, but like this feels like Dupree really fucking wants to get there kind of thing. And
do you know what we need? We need Prezi Astralis 2-2 game. 2-2 game. We need it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the loser doesn't go out. They go into the last chance qualifier, which kind of ruins the drama. But Prezi versus Astralis is 2-2 game. We need this. I think Heroic is just too good. I think they get through.
The problem is like you go to the list, like, yeah, no, I think this team is too good to be in top 11.
They have to be top eight.
But we end up with 11 teams at the top.
I don't think Apex, Ents, and Cloud9 are too good to miss out. I think they can miss out. They can quite easily make top eight, but I'm more confident in Heroic than I am in either of those three.
I agree.
Here's Game the Legion, actually.
This is the RMR. There is a non-zero chance that the five teams that are left, that one of them does sneak through. And that
there is a non-zero chance that Guild Eagles show up. There's a non-zero chance that OG show up.
I think
there's almost a zero chance Ecstatic, Pera, or Nexus make it through. This group's just too stacked for them to get through.
We've seen weirder shit happen at the Major.
We have.
We have seen much weirder shit happen.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of Counter-Strike in the next week because RMR A is happening right now. RMR B will follow directly. We'll have our podcast next week. We'll talk about the other two coming forth, but there's a lot going on right now. So we are going to leave it on that. We'll be back again next week. You can find us on Twitter @LoganRampup, @AZAskinRight, @ReedTLDR. See you all next week.